Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Now let's turn to that meeting between the CMO, Dr. Tony Holohan, Limerick health officials and politicians this afternoon. It was convened, as you've been hearing there in the headlines, to discuss the rising infection rate in the county and in the city. There have been 970 positive cases since the 16th of May, which is a huge number indeed. Well, that meeting has just wrapped up in the last few minutes or so. Patrick O'Donovan, Minister of State at the Department of Finance, attended, and I'm glad to say he's on the line with us now. And in a moment, I'll be speaking to Dr. Hannah Duran from the School of Psychology in Inui Galway as well. But Minister Patrick O'Donovan, thank you very much indeed for coming straight from the meeting to us here. I know you're all very, very concerned about what's happening in Limerick. What did the CMO have to say about the infection rate there?
Yeah, well, thanks, Cormac, first of all. And look, I think the news is, as what people have been reporting all throughout the day and the last couple of days, in fact, that the numbers in Limerick have been rising over the last fortnight. And the CMO laid out, in fairly simple terms, really, that the numbers have been rising at an alarming rate, particularly in the last couple of days. He tried to, I think, together with the local head of public health, Dr. Mannix, paint a picture as to how they believe the numbers are rising, where they believe the numbers are emanating from, and really, I suppose, appeal to us as public representatives locally to use shows like yourselves together with our local media here in Limerick to really, I suppose, drive home the message again to people here in Limerick, where I'm sitting at the moment, that over the weekend, particularly in Bank Holiday weekend, just to particularly to the unvaccinated, that while this is going to be a, you know, fine weekend, good weather, just to basically remember the basics, mm-hmm. Of hand hygiene, you know, wear face covering, mind your distance, and be conscious of gatherings.
Do you know what's very perplexing about this, Minister? You have all been saying that, in fairness, consistently over the last 2 weeks or so, and yet the numbers in Limerick are rising. And we spoke to Dr. May Mannix in this programme yesterday, and she was outlining to us that a lot of the cases in Limerick are emanating from indoor activities in workplaces, gatherings, commutes and so on. Have you heard anything new from the CMO as to why it's happening there?
No, to be fair, you know, the people that know the geography of Limerick know that this is a fairly big county, and we do know that from the meeting that a lot of the data shows that a lot of the outbreaks are concentrated in the city. We do know as well that when we compare it, for instance, to our nearest neighbour in County Clare, we're talking about nearly seven times the difference. So.
Is it the Indian or Delta variant then?
We don't know yet, and they're not ruling that out. And they are checking, you know, the swabs that are being analysed are being analysed for variants. And, you know, they are ramping up testing, and a new testing centre will be brought on stream, and they are encouraging people to present for testing. And they're also encouraging people, you know, that where they have been tested to make sure that while they're waiting for a test result, because we know this anecdotally, we also know this from the HSE themselves as well, mm-hmm. that where people are being, you know, waiting for a test result, not to continue to circulate, which is causing a problem. But, you know, there is a positive as well in the sense that this was the case, you know, not even to the same extent. I mean, Limerick is 2.5 times the next highest county, which is Donegal. But Donegal brought it down, so Limerick can bring it down.
And so what are you going to do in Limerick? Are you going to do anything similar that happened in Donegal to reap the same result?
Yeah, well, I think, look, we have a body of work to do over the next 10 days, fortnight, as civic, commercial, you know, economic leaders in our own community to really drive home the message that, you know, one thing that was very clear today is the CMO was not recommending anything of a localised lockdown, which is very important. The city and county of Limerick is open for business, and that's hugely important.
What about reopening on Monday, reopening of outdoor cafes and facilities, restaurants? Was it discussed even to delay that, even by a few days?
No, I mean, and Limerick is in step with the rest of the country, and, you know, it was very important, and I spoke to Tánaiste about this last night as well. You know, the country has to, at the moment, is in step together. But the CMO did say that, like, you know, localised lockdown does remain, you know, an option for government, but it is a decision for the government.
But was there concern there as well that, and we know the exponential nature of this virus and how it transmits really quickly in the population, was there concern, given the rise over the last 2 weeks in Limerick, that if that rate continues, that it would put pressure on the regional hospital service there?
Well, I asked that question myself, and we have one person at the moment in hospital, but I mean, this virus does take a fortnight, say, for instance, to present in terms of the very sick. So we're lucky at the moment that, you know, we don't have the capacity issues that we had previously, for instance, in UHL. But that's not to say that in a fortnight's time we don't. So we have time at the moment now, and now is the time to alert people here in County Limerick and in the City of Limerick that we have a problem and we need to bring it under control, and we did it before. And you know, it isn't in the older age cohorts where it was before, where we had a particular issue, for instance, in nursing homes, mm-hmm. where we had an issue before. Those people are now thankfully vaccinated because they would have been particularly vulnerable. Mm-hmm. This is in an age cohort of people that are mixing and socialising, and some of them might believe that, you know, they're not going to get sick. They do get sick, and some of them get very sick.
But can I just ask you this? You have been consistent, as I say, in terms of your messaging, all TDs in Limerick, in fairness to you, because I've kept an eye on this over the last 2 weeks or so. You're telling us there won't be any localised lockdown. There won't be any delay in reopening from
That's
next Monday.
No.
So what is being done? What new proposed?
Well, I suppose what is being done is, in conjunction with you as a public broadcaster, first of all, we're telling people that we have a serious problem here. We've done this before.
We all know that, sure.
Well, we had a serious problem here in Limerick before, and we resolved this. So we have been here before. We were here before with Waterford, and we were here before with other counties, and we brought it under control before. So we have done this before, and we have shown that we can do this again.
How will you do it, though, apart from messaging?
We'll do it the same way as we did it before. Traced it, we managed to bring it under control with the simple measures.
But hang on a second here, because you tracing will tell you where it's coming from.
Yes, it will.
And you know where it's coming from. Dr. May Mannix told us in the programme yesterday where it's coming from. And you have been consistent with messaging for the past 2 weeks and longer, but the rates continue to rise in a very concerning way in Limerick. My question to you now, I suppose, is, was anything agreed at that meeting that you've just come out of to restrict this virus in any new way?
Well, I think one of the things that the Minister for Health did say, which would be very welcoming for an awful lot of people, is that, for instance, in relation to his decision in relation to the changing in time, for instance, around the gap for the second dose for the vaccine, that will help for a lot of people, not only in Limerick, and it'll come on stream shortly. So that will help people who got their first one and are due to get their second one. And that the Department of Health will
make respect, the concerns in Limerick are far more urgent than what's that graduated response being announced this afternoon.
What I'm saying to you is, the concerns in Limerick now, we have experienced these before, but we experienced these before in the absence of a vaccine programme. And what we want to do is, we want to avoid any localised lockdown. And we have shown a capacity to do this before, and we will do it again.
If numbers continue to rise, will you consider a localised lockdown?
There's no reason to suggest, because actually the numbers tonight in Limerick are down, which is a good thing. They're down from yesterday, and that's the start of something which we hope will be able to continue. Mm-hmm. And your programme and other programmes, including our local regional station here, Live 95 FM and others, are a vehicle to get people to go back to basics. Wash your hands, wear a face covering, keep your distance.
People from Limerick text this programme and they say that they are law-abiding or guideline-abiding. And they say, why not implement more stringent measures or more punitive measures, some people say, to bring this under control? But I'm hearing nothing new from you from this meeting.
Why would you restrict impose more punitive measures on the 99% of people who, to be quite honest about it, have done the right thing for the last 15 months and for whom the reopening is something that they have craved, when we know that if the 100% of people would actually all, you know, do the same as what's happening in Clare and Monaghan and Kerry and everywhere else, we can bring this thing back on track. And there's no reason to suggest that we can't.
Okay.
We have done it before and we can do it again.
You might stick with me if you don't mind, Minister Patrick O'Donovan, because I think based on what you're saying in terms of messaging, you might be interested in what Dr. Hannah Duran from the NUIG School of Psychology is going to tell us, because you're very welcome, Dr. Duran. I'm going to ask you about messaging. It's quite clear that over the last 2 weeks anyway, that the message isn't getting through to a cohort of a minority of people in Limerick who don't seem to be abiding by public health guidelines. What can be done in terms of messaging in this regard?
Good evening, Cormac, and thank you for having me. I think with regard to the messaging, what's already been discussed, I think, is really important, that the messaging has been consistent and needs to remain consistent, that we're not out of the woods yet. Even though the vaccination programme is underway, we still need to stick with our physical distancing, hand hygiene, wearing masks, all the rest of it. I think what's maybe been missing lately is that emphasis on the consequences of our individual behaviour. People need to understand that even though they might not themselves be at high risk of getting very sick if they are infected with COVID-19, they're still very well able to infect others. And that those infections may have serious consequences for those people. They may also necessitate localised lockdowns, which has a knock-on effect for business owners. People can lose their livelihoods as a result of this. And I think that that emphasis on it's not just about whether or not you're concerned with becoming sick with COVID-19, your behaviour has serious consequences for other people. I think that needs to be emphasised.
What I wonder is that message resonating now as much now as it was before the vaccination programme started, because I wonder as well if the messaging is consistent, because people are hearing that cases are now stable, that the elderly are vaccinated, that the people with underlying conditions are predominantly vaccinated, and that the vaccination programme is going quite well. That is what people are hearing. And perhaps, I don't know this, but younger people are saying, well, even if I do get COVID-19, statistically, I won't get a bad dose. I mean, is that what's happening?
I think there's really strong potential for that. We are collecting some data to analyse whether this is actually the case, but in theory that makes a lot of sense, that people feel like the risk of spreading COVID-19 is lower because those vulnerable groups are largely vaccinated. Unfortunately, there are people who are vulnerable who can't receive a vaccine, and some people who haven't been able to receive it for a myriad of reasons. So it's not necessarily true that everyone who's vulnerable has been vaccinated. There are a lot of young people who are vulnerable due to underlying conditions, who've had some difficulty with accessing vaccination programs through different hold-ups and administrative issues. So it's not true that the vaccination program has meant that the high risk is gone away. I think that really does need to be emphasised.
Okay.
But one thing I will say is that, you know, as we enter into the summer and, you know, people have been adhering to these restrictions by and large, you know, the 99% of people have done what they've been asked to do for a really long time. People are going to socialise, they are going to gather. And I think that the important thing here is that what seems to be driving the cases in Limerick at the moment in particular is indoor gathering. So we need to create spaces where people can meet outdoors. We know the risk is much lower if you're meeting people outdoors as opposed to indoors, and we need to allow people to do that safely and comfortably.
Okay, well, the high risk is not gone, particularly indoors, is possibly the message. On that point, and I might ask finally, Minister Patrick O'Donovan, it's a big weekend, Minister, and people are gearing up for a long weekend, and there are an awful lot of people excoriating those congregating in a mass situation in Dublin city centre and in other cities across the country last weekend. Now, you saw what happened in St. Stephen's Green at the bandstand last night. There was footage of it all over social media. Give me your reaction to that, and give me your worries or your warning on this weekend.
Well, first of all, the OPW encourages people to come to St. Stephen's Green, and we're hopeful that people will come and, you know, enjoy it. It's there for everybody to enjoy it across Dublin, and not only Dubliners, but people that are coming to Dublin to enjoy it. But the scenes that happened there, not only yesterday, but in the previous couple of days, you couldn't condone it. I mean, it was just disgraceful. And the bandstand that has become some sort of a thug's focal point has been there for nearly 200 years and has, you know, has been closed off for good reason and is part of a national monument and has been damaged and has been, had to be closed off by the Office of Public Works and has been assessed now by engineers who have had to carry out an initial assessment. In
was it a good idea to fence it off?
It had to be fenced off because we had people climbing up on top of the roof, and if we didn't fence it off and someone fell off of it and got injured, I'd be on with you and saying, why didn't you fence it off?
Okay, and I'm sure you're hopeful those scenes won't be replicated. Can I ask you one final question? And I know I'm being bold here by keeping you on longer, but a texter has just texted the programme saying, should the people of Limerick, seeing as what's happening there, should the people of Limerick be advised not to travel outside their county this weekend?
No, the people of Limerick shouldn't be advised to not to travel, because the people of Limerick are no different to the people of anywhere else.
With all due respect, there have been 970 cases since May 16th.
In a county and a city of a population of over 200,000.
Niall Collins said he was very, very concerned about what's happening there.
And I'm very, very concerned. And I said that we have brought this situation previously under control before, and we'll bring it under control again. And I think, you know, to be quite honest about it, the most important thing from the people of Limerick's point of view at the moment is to make sure that we get back on track. We have a vaccination programme that is running well ahead of schedule. We're driving ahead with it. Okay. We want to show the country that we can do this. We will do this. And I've no doubt that the next time I'm on with you, that we will be able to demonstrate that the measures that the Chief Medical Officer asked us as politicians this evening to drive home, which is a public health measure, measures, wash your hands, use a face covering, keep your distance. Those are the measures that the people of Limerick will be able to drive home over the weekend.
Well, Minister Patrick O'Donovan, let's hope you're right. Thank you very much indeed.
Thanks
and Dr. Hannah Durand of NUIG as well. We'll take a break.